Everyone.
我们开始之前，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray as we begin.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we want to give thanks to you.
因为你给我们在这里可以去敬拜你。
Because you bring us here and you allow us to be here to worship you.
求主预备我们的心去听你的话。
And please prepare our hearts so that we may.Be able to pay attention and listen to your words.
特别今天我们会讲到主耶稣是为了什么原因去死的。
And especially when we're going to talk about how you die.
愿意这个原因感动我们每一个人。
And we pray that that this reason of your death can touch our hearts.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
马太福音二十六章呢，其实是耶稣死之前的一天，记载主死之前的一天的事。
So, in this chapter of book Matthew, which it recorded the days before, one day before Jesus died.
所以我选的题目呢，就是真神之死。
So the theme of my sermon today is, the death of God.
这个主题呢，其实有一点是互相矛盾的。
So we are looking at one topic that self contradict to itself.
因为你想想，如果耶稣确实是真神的时候，他怎么可能死呢
？So what happened with this is if Jesus really is a true God, so how could he die?
从定义来说。神就是自大的。
Because by definition, we know that God is, He is the Almighty One.
所以呢，他不可能给任何东西去打败。
And He should not be defeated by just anything.
所以按道理来说，如果有另外一样东西把耶稣打败了，那么这个东西才是真神呢
？So if there is such a thing that can defeat this Almighty God, so that thing should be the true God, isn't it?
因为这个东西比起耶稣更强。
Because this thing should be much stronger than Jesus.
所以耶稣是不是真神呢？你可以说确定在。耶稣的是什么原因死在什么原因底下
？So was Jesus a real God? So what was the cause of his death?
我们必须要找出了耶稣真正死亡的原因。
So we want to find out the true cause of his death.
因为这个答案影响耶稣的身份。
Because these answers affects the identity of Jesus.
所以今天呢，我希望通过这马太福音二十六章十七到三十节里面去找出耶稣的死因。
So today I hope to find out the causes, one of the causes of Jesus' death from the book of Matthew.
如果你读过圣经的人呢，你都知道耶稣是给他的门徒犹大出卖的。
Any one of us who studied the Bible, we knew that we all know that Jesus was betrayed by his disciple Judas.
如果你是当时的读者呢，你可能觉得，那么耶稣跟他们罗马帝国的凯撒大帝就差不多一样，是给人按杀而死的。
As you are the readers, and you might be thinking that that Jesus was simply.Assassinated or being plotted in the plot to get killed, just no different like Julius Caesar.
凯撒大帝呢，他是建立罗马帝国的第一人。
So, Julius Caesar was the one that who established the Roman Empire.
他不单只让罗马帝国拥有一个很大的国土。
So not only did he actually build the empire with a vast big of a land.
他也改革了这个土地法。
So he also changed like the land laws.
但是呢，这个事情呢，就让当时的这个元老院的人呢很生气了。
So when he did the reformation of the land law, he offended the senate.
所以呢，元老呢他。元老院的人呢，就决定呢，他要把这个凯撒大帝杀死。
So the sinners decided to assassin him.
其中一个参与这个刺蛇的就是一个人叫布鲁图的布鲁陶的人。
So one of the person who participated in the assassination was, his name was Marcus Brutus.
那么布鲁陶呢，他的母亲呢是凯撒大帝年轻的时候的情人。
So Brutus' mother was Julius Caesar's mistress when he was young.
所以凯撒一直以觉得呢，布鲁陶是他的儿子。
So therefore, Caesar have always been that he, like Brutus was just like his own son.
所以呢，他也告诉人呢，不是明说了，他说将来呢，他的位要传给这个布鲁陶。
And in many ways, he also told many people, like hinted that he would also bestow his kingship to Brutus.
但是最后呢，这个布鲁陶呢，却帮着这元老院的人呢，去刺杀这个凯撒。
But at the end, Brutus was also part of the one who assassinated and killed the in the assassination plot and killed Caesar.
那么他就把这个凯撒引到这个元老院里面开会。
So he lured, he plotted and brought Caesar into the meeting of the sinners.
那么三十多个元老呢，就要刺杀这个凯撒。
So about 30 of the senators wanted to kill him in that meeting.
但是虽然凯撒的手上没有任何的武器。
So even though the Caesar did not have any weapon in his hand,
但是他也不断的反抗。
And he tried always to resist.
直到呢，他见到这个布鲁陶了，也是其中一个人要刺杀他的时候。
So until the end, that when he saw Brutus was also part of it,
他就讲了最后一句话。
And he said his last word.
他说：“你也有份吗，布鲁陶
？”And you, Brutus?
然后他就不再挣扎，就让人刺杀死了。
And Caesar stopped resisting, and he was stabbed to death.
你发觉这个凯撒大帝跟耶稣呢，都是被自己爱徒所杀死的。
And we realize Julius Caesar and Jesus, they were killed by their beloved disciples.
但是圣经很明显的告诉我们呢，其实耶稣的死跟死因呢，不是给人谋杀而死的。
But in the Bible, it makes it clear that Jesus was not died from conspiracy or a plot.
因为四本福音书里面的作者一再强调了，耶稣还没死之前，他知道他什么时候死，他是怎么样死的，还有他杀死害他的人是谁。
Because in the four gospel books, it was also recorded the things that happened before Jesus died, and he knew that how he would die, and how that he knew the way he was going to, like how he was going to die, and who was going to betray him.
首先呢，我们看见呢，耶稣是知道他哪一天要死的。
First of all, we knew that Jesus knew very, very well that when he would die.
当时门徒问耶稣，就是他们要去哪里吃这个逾越节的晚餐呢？
So when it was the time for Jesus, they were deciding to go to where to have the Passover dinner.
那么耶稣就说，我的时候快到了，我要与门徒要在你的家里守逾越节。
So and he, as the scripture say, that my appointed time is near. I'm going to celebrate Passover with my disciples at your house.
那么我的时候是指什么时候呢？
So what is my appointed time mean?
那约翰福音都指出来，解释了，就是说呢，逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。
So as Jesus knew that very well that the time that he had come for him to go from the world to the Father.
所以耶稣从这句话里面，你知道，耶稣很清楚知道，再过一天他就要死了。
Jesus clearly knew that he was going to die one day.
而且呢，耶稣知道他是怎么死的。
And Jesus knew exactly how he will die.
马太福音二十六章第二节里面说，耶稣预言了，你们知道 过两天是逾越节，人只要交给人，钉在十字架上。
And as the scriptures say that, as you know, the Passover is 2 days away, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified.
那最后呢，耶稣也知道了是谁出卖他了。
And finally, Jesus also knew that who was going to betray him at that time.
那耶稣吃这个逾越节晚餐的时候呢，他预先告诉十二个门徒，他说：“你们中间有一个人要卖我。”
So, and when he was in the supper and the dinner with them, Jesus even prophesied and said that, "I knew that one of you among us here is going to betray me."
那么呢，他十二个门徒呢就很担忧，就一个一个的问耶稣：“是不是我？”
So, and the scriptures say that the disciples were very sad and began to say to him one after the other.
包括呢，这个要卖耶稣的犹大，他也问耶稣：“拉比是我吗？”
And as they asked him, "Surely you don't mean me, Lord?" And then Judas, the one who would betray him, say, "Surely you don't mean me, Rabbi?"
那么耶稣就说：“你说的是。”
And Jesus answered, "You have said so."
根据我们看过这些经文呢，耶稣不是在一个不知情的底下给人杀死的。
And as you understand that Jesus was not killed without him knowing.
耶稣受害是他意料之中的事。
And he suffered what he expected.
为什么？那么我们就要问一个问题：为什么耶稣知道，犹大要卖他，还是要走进这个圈？
And the question is, so why did Jesus still goes into the trap of what Judas brought to him, and even though that he knew that what Judas was going to do?
耶稣真正的死，因是什么呢？
So what was the actual cause of Jesus' death?
那耶稣真正的死因呢，我们可以从26-30里面找出来。
And we can find out from the verse 26 to verse 30.
但我们一般称这个晚餐就做最后的晚餐。
And we all call this the Last Supper.
你读这个经文的时候，你很可能会想起教会每一个月一次所守的圣餐。
Well, as you study a scripture, that you might actually think of the Holy Communion that we have once a month in our church.
的确，这个是教会圣餐的来源。
And indeed, this was.How the communion started.
但是你不要忘记哦，圣经很明显的告诉我们，当时耶稣跟门徒不是守教会的圣餐，他们是守逾越节的晚餐。
But don't forget that at that time, the Jesus and his disciple was not there for communion. They was there for a Passover dinner.
所以耶稣是把，只是呢，他是把一个呢，犹太人已经遵守了1400年的逾越节。的晚餐改变了他的了解。
So, and what Jesus have changed and during that dinner actually redefined a festival that had been observed for more than 1400 years.
你可以说呢，这个是一个革命性的一个改变。
You could call it like a new change and
所以呢，如果你要明白这段经文的重要性，你先要明白逾越节晚餐是的意义啊。
So if you want to fully understand the importance of these scriptures, then we must first understand the origin of Passover.
第一次的逾越节呢，其实是发生在摩西带领以色列人出埃及的这个故事里面。
And the first Passover took place when Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt.
这个距离耶稣呢有1400年的时间。
So that was about 1400 years.
Before Jesus.
So at that time, the Israelites lived in Egypt.
但是埃及王巴鲁老了，一直不给以色列人出去。
But Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, refused to let them go.
所以呢，九次不放以色列人以后呢，神就说我用第十次的一个灾害来，就是警告你了。
So for 9 times that of the plague that God put on Egypt, so at that 10 plagues and God punished Egypt in such a way.
神会派一个天使去杀死每一个家庭里面 守身的长子的都会 给天使杀死。
So it was when the God sent angels to every home to kill the firstborn in the family.
唯一的方法你可以避免这个天使进你的家里面杀死这个长子，就是你要杀一个羔羊，把他的血淘在这个门框上面。
And the only way to escape from the killing is to kill a lamb and on the same day and put the blood on the door frame.
那么这全家人要躲在这个家里面吃这个逾越节的晚餐。
And the whole family hide in the house and eat the Passover dinner.
那么当天使经过的时候，如果他见到原羊的血在门框上，他就会越过这个家。
So as the angel see the blood of the door, and then he would pass over the house.
所以这个就是叫逾越节的。为什么它叫逾越节
？So that was how Passover origin from.
自此以后，1400年的以色列人每一年都遵守这个逾越节。
So after that, ever since in that 1400 years, the Israelites have been observing the festivals.
这个就是纪念那神救以色列人从埃及脱离劳力的身份。
It was the remembrance of God saved the people from the slavery.
通过这个羔羊的血呢，免去死亡。
And through the blood of lamb that saved them from death.
以色列人当他守这个逾越节的时候呢，他不但只会吃这个羊，他也会吃这个无酵饼跟苦菜。
So during that meal of the Passover, the Israelites would eat bitter herbs and the unleavened bread, and also in addition to the lambs.
他把这个无酵饼呢煎在这个苦菜上面一同吃。
So they dip the bread into the bitter herbs and eat it together.
那么这个主人呢就会宣告说，这个饼呢就是我们的苦难，这个就是我们列祖在我们的祖先呢在旷野所受的苦难。
And the head of the family will declare in the dinner and proclaim, say, it is our affliction. It is the affliction of our fathers in the wilderness.
他们还会喝这个葡萄酒。
And then they drink wine.
因为红色的酒呢代表呢这个羔羊的血。
Because the red wine symbolizes the blood of the lamb.
但是你发觉呢，当耶稣主持这个逾越节的晚餐的时候呢，他没有按照犹太人的规矩。
But as you observe what Lord Jesus did here, and he did not actually follow the Jewish tradition.
当耶稣拿起饼来呢，他不是说这个就是我们祖先的苦难。
As he took the bread, he did not say that it was this is our affliction of the fathers of our fathers in the wilderness.
反而他说这是我的身体。
But in turn, he said that this is my body.
换句话说，这个饼是代替耶稣将会受的苦难。
And as it symbolized, the bread symbolized that the suffering that he is going to go through.
当耶稣拿起杯来的时候呢？他也没有说这个是代表羔羊的血。
As he lifted the cup, he did not say that this symbolized the blood of the lamb.
反而他说这是我立约的血。
And in turn, he said that this is my blood of the new covenant.
所以耶稣在这个晚餐里面，他基本上就是宣告，我就是逾越节的羔羊。
So in another word, in this dinner that Jesus declared to his disciple, I am the Passover lamb.
当父神在摩西的时代去设立这个逾越节的时候
，So when our Father God established Passover in the time of ever since the time of Moses，
圣经没有解释为什么这个天使见到这个水的时候他会越过它。
So the Bible did not explain why the angel would pass over the house when they saw the blood of the lamb on the door。
为什么这些人杀一个羔羊的时候可以让他们脱离神的惩罚呢？
So in, they also did not explain that why would just by killing a lamb would allow them to escape from the punishment of God. But Jesus now explained it.
其实逾越节的羔羊是耶稣基督的预表。
So in fact that the Passover lamb is a prophetic type of Jesus.
预表的意思呢，就是有一个有预言性的一个象征。
So in this case here, when we mention the type, it actually means that it has the meaning of a prophecy in it.
换句话说，逾越节是预言耶稣会人死。
So the Passover, in another word, prophesies that Jesus would one day die for mankind.
主耶稣必定会为人受苦。
And Lord Jesus must suffer for all mankind.
他的血会让人免去神的惩罚。
That his blood will save men from God's punishment and freedom.
也是因为主耶稣的死，人可以脱离罪。 不做罪的奴仆。
And through his death that people can be set free from sin and no longer be a slave to sin.
换句话说，耶稣真正的死恩旨意呢，是父神的计划。
So in another words that the cause of his death was part of God's plan.
当耶稣从死里面复活的时候， 彼得就解释为什么耶稣死。
So when the Lord Jesus rose from the death, and Peter explained his death by saying,
在《使徒行传》里面，彼得说：“神执着拿撒勒人，拿撒勒人耶稣在你们中间是行异能、奇事、神迹，将他证明出来，解释你们自己知道的。他是按着神的定旨献祭，被交给与人，我们就执着无法之人。” 把他钉在十字架上杀死了。Jesus
of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you through him, as you yourself know. This man was handed over to you by God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the
cross.那彼得的意思，第一就是通过耶稣所行的神迹。 你就知道了，他是父神所印证的神的儿子。And
in this verse, Peter meant that first, that our Father God confirmed that Jesus was the Son of God through the signs and wonders Jesus did.
但是第二样事情，彼得指出来，耶稣的死其实是父神的定旨先见。And
second, Peter pointed out that it was the deliberate plan and foreknowledge of the Father God.
换句话说，父神老早就计划要把耶稣杀死。That
in another word, that it was planned long ago by God that Jesus must die.
以赛亚书里面也解释为什么父神一定要耶稣死。So
God, so in the book of Isaiah, that he also explained that the Father God, why would he wanted Jesus to die.
53章第10节说，耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦。耶和华以他为赎罪祭，他必看见后裔，并且延长年日。耶和华所喜悦的事，必在他手中亨通。As
the scripture say that yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his offering and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand.
为什么父神一定要他的儿子耶稣死呢?
So why did the Father God wanted his son Jesus to die?
因为他要主耶稣成为人的赎罪祭。
Because he wanted Jesus to be the atonement offering of mankind.
那我不能为你赎罪。
I cannot atone for you.
因为我跟你一样，都是一个犯罪的人。
For as much as I am also a prisoner that is no different than like you.
所以我们都必须要为自己的罪而死。
So that was why that all of us would die because of our sins.
但是耶稣是一个从来没有犯过罪的人。
But Jesus, he never sinned.
那耶稣从来没有犯过罪, 这个事情呢, 不单只是信耶稣的人相信。
So Jesus is sinless is not just a makeup by people who believe in Jesus.
你会发觉呢, 当时诬告耶稣啊, 的这些, 知识讲呢, 他也说我找不出耶稣有任何的证据, 犯罪的证据。
So, and even Jesus' enemy, for those who was condemning Jesus, couldn't find any evidence against him.
出卖耶稣的这个犹大, 他最后也承认耶稣是无辜的。
And even the one who betrayed Jesus, Judas, confessed that Jesus was indeed innocent.
审判耶稣的这个罗马的官叫比拉多, 他也说我查不出这人有什么的罪。
So the judge and the officer that who put the judgment on Jesus, Pilate, the Roman judge, also say that I find no basis for a charge against this man.
最后这个负责, 行营的这个, 大副长呢, 你知道这些人呢, 见过多少人钉十字架?
So, and last, the centurion who was in charge of the execution, can you imagine the, how many people that he has executed in his life?
但是当这个人见到耶稣死的时候, 他也说, 他真是一个义人啊。
So when he witnessed Jesus' death, and he responded and said, surely this was a righteous man.
所以凡是认识耶稣的人,
so therefore, for whoever who knew Jesus at that time,
无论是耶稣的朋友, 是耶稣的敌人, 他们都有一个共同的结论。
No matter they were, so they were friends or foes, they have the same conclusion about Jesus.
他就是耶稣是从来没有犯过罪。
That Jesus is blameless and he is sinless.
因为耶稣是没有犯过罪, 所以他才有资格去代替人死。
And because Jesus has never sinned, so he qualified to die in the place of man.
所以父神就要耶稣成为, 人的赎罪祭。
And Father God determined that Jesus is to be the atonement sacrifice of mankind.
第二个耶稣的死因呢, 就是 父神要用耶稣的血去立这个新约。
And the second reason of why the Father God needed Jesus to die was to make a new covenant with his blood.
那为什么父神要立一个新约去代替旧的约呢?
So why did Father God need a new covenant or a new testament to replace the Old Testament?
因为旧约是根据人遵守摩西律法,
because the Old Testament established by the means of a covenant made by man according to the law of Moses.
保罗解释呢, 摩西写着说, 人若行出于律法的义, 就必因此而活。
And as Paul explained, Moses writes this about the righteousness that is by the law. The person who does these things will live by them.
那简单来说, 旧约是一个有条件的约。
So ensure that the Old Testament is a conditional covenant.
你做到律法的要求, 你就得到神的祝福。
So if you fulfill what the law requires, that you will receive the blessings.
但是如果你做不到的时候, 你就要面对神的惩罚。
But if you do not, that you will be punished by God.
但是因为人都是软弱的, 我们其实就一定会面对神的惩罚。
But as we know that people is weak, and in this term that we will all be, well, is always under the curse of God.
所以父神就想到, 他必须要立一个新约去代替这个旧约。
So a Father God needed to make a new covenant to replace the old.
这个新的约就是, 耶利米先知所预言的, 所讲的。
And this is also the same thing that prophesied by the prophet Jeremiah.
他说呢, 将来这个约呢, 不再是, 建立在人遵守律法上面的。
So he explained that this is The new covenant is not based on the law of man. Because God will write that He has written the law directly into the hearts of men. And the new covenant is based on God's forgiveness, His grace. So now we know that why did Jesus die? It was according to the plan of God. So what is the implication to us today?
我想第一个影响就是呢, 这个原因奠定了信徒跟神的关系。
So I think the first thing that is strengthens the relationship between believers and God.
那我们作为基督徒这么多年了, 你有没有经历过与罪挣扎的痛苦呢?
So many of you have been Christian followers for many years. So have you always wondered that how you struggle with sins?
比方说贪心,
for example, greed.
在贪心在圣经里面包括贪财啊、贪名啊、贪权啊。
Well, according to the Bible, greed includes the greed of money, the fame, the power, and lust.
二者呢,
or your sin could be because you cannot control your temper. And as we all know that as we struggle with sin, the greatest challenge here is that it keeps repeating.
那如果你有这样子的经验,
so if you have this experience, let me tell you that this is not an experience that is unique to you.
在罗马书第七章就把他与罪挣扎的经验写出来。And
even Paul struggled with sin that he explained this in Romans 7.
他说我也知道在我里头就是我肉体之中没有良善因为立志为善由得我只是行出来由不得我不辞我所愿意的善我反不做我不愿意的恶我
For I know that good itself does not dwell in me, that is in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. So as you should know that Paul is already believers after so when he write this scriptures.
所以他非常痛苦的时候，他最后就问：我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
So at the end, he cried out painfully and said, "What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death?"
你知道为什么保罗这么苦啊？
So why did Paul was so bitter? That he even wondered that his often sinful life might cause, might actually cause God to abandon him. So would God actually forsaking him? On the next verse, Paul explained, and he told us his answer.
他说感谢神靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。
And he, as he said, thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
保罗用了罗马书第八章去解释这个答案。
As Paul explained the this whole thing in chapter 8.
但是他第一节八章第一节他就说。 如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。Therefore
there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
保罗这句话是提醒我们父神通过主耶稣的血所立的这个新约不是基于人的行为是基于神在耶稣里面的赦免。
And here that the verse reminds believers that God the Father, his new covenant in the blood of Jesus, was not based on man's deed, but on his forgiveness in Christ. So for those who are in Christ, that you shall not be condemned.
所以神不会因为信耶稣的人的行为放弃他，他们不一定不会下地狱。
So that is that God would never abandon a believer to hell because of his deeds or actions.
那么保罗就开始讲到，虽然我们将来会一生人都会与罪争执。
And then Paul pointed out that even though that all of us believers would struggle with sins all of our life.
但是你不用怕。
But fear not, because God will save you to the end.
8章的32节他就讲到，神既不爱使自己的儿子为我们众人死了，岂不把也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
In chapter 8, verse 32, He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all. So how will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things?
那当圣经指出耶稣是因为父神的计划而死，你不觉得很惊奇吗？
So isn't it amazing or surprising that when the Bible says that the true cause of Jesus' death was God, was the plan of the Father God?
你们做父母的有没有？ 一个会计划把自己的儿子钉在十字架上死的。
Any of you parents here would actually have a plan to put your son or your children to death?
那比方我问Levi,
so for example, Pastor is asking me now.
你有三个儿女吗?
So, and I have three children.
那你的Chloe你是最年长的这个。
So Chloe is your oldest one.
所以就是你壮年所生的。
So he was your firstborn of your prime time.
Jesse 是最小的一个。
So Jesse is the youngest one.
广东人说，最小的就是父母的心肝。
As a Cantonese Chinese like to say that the youngest is the heartbeat and the favorite of the parent.
那么中间这个约翰就是多余了。
So Johann, as he is the second one, he must have been redundant.
就请他为人死，好不好？
Let him die for all mankind.
你知道利伟会怎么回答？
So what do you think God would answer this?
他会说，牧师，我觉得你最多余。你
So pastor, I think that you are rather redundant.
你最好是你去死了。
I think you feel better to die for this such a cause.
所以你有没有想过，为什么父神会拣子计划，让他自己的爱子去为人死？
So have you ever think about why would God put such a plan to put His own Son to death?
圣经很多次讲到耶稣是父神的爱子。
And in many scriptures and verses in the Bible, that God had mentioned that Jesus is His beloved Son.
那么父神愿意把他的独生子钉在十字架的时候，证明了什么？
So what does it prove that the Father God had to put this plan to crucify and put His own Son to death?
证明他爱我们。
So this proves that the Father God loves you more than how He loved Jesus. So how would God not save us to the end?
这个就当我们想起这个原因的时候，建定了信徒跟神的一个关系。
As you think about the true reason behind this, I hope it strengthens your relationship between you and God.
耶稣的死因呢，第二个影响就是他肯定了这些不信耶稣的人将来必定灭亡。And
the second reason is it affirms that those who do not believe in Jesus must perish.
有一些人他觉得神怎么爱人，让他的独生子为人死。
So some people might be too optimistic and think in such a way that if the Father God will love us so much than his own son, that isn't he might not actually put us all to hell?
只是下地狱这个事情是不是好像这些父母下这些小孩子的一句话?
And for those who are so optimistic about this, they say to this about going to hell, isn't it just kind of like a trait that the parent trying to frighten the little children?
到审判的时候，神一定会给人一个第二次的机会，或者会大赦天下。
And these people think that when the judgment comes, I think God is going to forgive the whole world because of his love.
我认为啊，当你见到父神定义的钉死耶稣的时候，证明了一样东西。
So as you see that in God's will that he crucified Jesus, it proves one thing.
就是他没有其他方法救人。
That he had no other way to save mankind.
因为如果有其他方法， 父神一定选其他方法。
Otherwise, why did he not choose the other way but for his own son to die?
因为耶稣是死得很惨的。
Because he suffered such a miserable death.
所以圣经说， 除了耶稣以外， 别无拯救。
As the scriptures say that there is no salvation, that salvation is found in no one else.
圣经也提醒我们， 如果我们负了这么大的咒恩，怎么能赎罪呢？
And the scriptures remind us that how shall we escape if we ignore so great a salvation?
所以今天的经文指出耶稣不是给人谋杀而死。
So today's scripture point out that Jesus was not killed by the plan of man.
耶稣真正的死因是因为父神定义把他钉死。
The true cause of his death was by the will of God.
父神要耶稣成为人的赎罪祭。
So the Father God wanted Jesus to be the atonement sacrifice for us all.
他用耶稣去立这个新约。
And through Jesus that he established the new covenant.
这个事情让我们鉴定了我们信徒跟神的关系。
And through this he also affirmed our relationship with God.
这个也提醒还没信耶稣的人，你赶快把握机会去信耶稣。
And this also serves as a reminder to those who you have not believed, and you should take this time and to think about this.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
因为你为了爱人的缘故， 你牺牲了你自己的儿子。
Because of your love to the to us all, you sacrifice your own son.
所以我们就知道，神你没有留下一样好的东西不给这些信你的人。
And Lord, we know that you do not leave but all the good things to those who believe in you.
虽然我们信了主以后还是会跟罪挣扎。
That even though that we sin, that we continue to sin even that that after we believe in you.
但是我们知道神你必定会保守我们 得救的。
But now we know that you are serious all till the end.
我们也会让还没认识你的人能够把握这个机会去相信耶稣。
And we also pray that those who have not believed in you, that they will take the opportunity to believe in you.
听我们祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
Please listen to our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.